Okay, congratulations on the news that you just signed with Blaster Records.
Thank you.
And your new single, Somewhere Tonight, is dropping on July 13th. When can we expect a new album?
You know what? We're probably going to do EPs from here on out. Probably do one, I would say, late summer.
Okay.
And probably another one within about 6 months of that. So.
Okay. Cool. Seems to be a lot of people are going.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I know Blake Shelton experimented with that.
The six packs, man. Yeah. Absolutely. Not a bad idea.
Okay. What song of yours from a previous album do you wish you had released as a single?
You know what? There's a lot of songs on some of those records that I love that wish I would have seen the light of day. Like Damn Right was always one of my favorite songs. I always loved to play it live and felt like, you know, real, you know, one of my favorites and a fan favorite too.
Okay. You co-wrote hits such as In Color and No Hurry. How does it get decided who gets to dibs on that song? You know, Jamie Johnson had to be good on it.
You know, the funny thing with that song is we wrote it, and my album was finished. So, you know, it was already past time for my record. I Just Got Started Loving You was actually going up the charts at the time. And so there wasn't an option for me. So I would obviously would have loved to have had it, but I'm so glad that Jamie made it what it was.
Yeah. Where were you when you first heard yourself on the radio, and what was your reaction like?
I think I was in Florida the first time, and I was driving with a radio rep, and I mean, it's just, you know, that's the realization of a dream, you know, to have your music on the radio, and so I was stoked. I was absolutely overjoyed about it.
Yeah. What is something outside of music that you're really passionate about?
You know, other than family and things like that, I'm a major car nut. I'm currently building my grandfather's old 66 C10 pickup truck to go out and do some autocross and do some racing and stuff. So that's my main passion outside of music.
Yeah. What's been the biggest wow moment of your career?
You know, standing on stage at the ACM's CMAs and accepting Song of the Year for In Color had to be it. And then going to the Grammys as well. That was pretty incredible, you know?
That was pretty cool. What's the number one item on your bucket list?
Number one item on my bucket list. God, there's so many of those that I'd like to do. My main goal right now in life is to, you know, continue making records and get out there and make this single happen.
Okay. What's your favorite charity to support?
St. Jude has always been super high on my list. It's something that I've always loved, and you know, once you've been there, you can't help but be affected by the energy that's there, and the energy is always amazing. It's so positive and so up, and it makes you want to be involved.
So do you shave on October 31st?
Yeah, you know, generally I just let this go from there on out. I kind of keep this as the base.
Gotcha. Okay. What are your thoughts on the state of today's country music?
You know what? I think there's a lot of great country music out there today. And it's really about, you know, what kind of music you like. I think that right now country music is wide open, and it's an open palette. So every artist has a chance to do what they want to do with it. And I think that that's a positive thing.
Yeah. And last question. One of the things we do, we work with a lot of work artists like Eric Morgan. So not only are we a news site, we also manage and promote artists in Florida. What advice would you give to an aspiring artist trying to make it in the music business?
Work hard, meet friends, write songs every day if you can. You know, this business is really about who you know, and that's actually a really good thing, because if you have a decent personality and you're kind to people, that means that, you know, things will come back to you and good things will happen for you.
All right, that's it.
Thanks. Thank you very much. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate you.
You too.
Yep.
And let's get this turned off.
Thank you.